This is the Steve Cochran Show.
I think the Obama administration had a great opportunity to solve this crisis a long time ago when he said the red line in the sand. And when he didn't cross that line after making the threat, I think that set us back a long ways, not only in Syria, but in many other parts of the world, because it was a blank threat. I think it was something that was not one of our better days as a country. So I do feel that, Julie. I feel it very strongly. I now have responsibility, and I will have that responsibility and carry it very proudly. I will tell you that. It is now my responsibility. It was a great opportunity missed.
WGN. It's the Steve Cochran Show on this rainy Thursday. Chuck Todd from Meet the Press joins us at this time every single week. How you doing, Chuck? Morning to you.
I'm okay. Boy, it's rain everywhere. We got rain on the East Coast pretty bad, too.
Boy, no kidding. All kinds of flights canceled and delayed today. Why don't we start with President Trump? We're waiting for Steve to rejoin us here. But let's start with President Trump and his comments yesterday about the Assad regime. And the flip-flop was crazy. Earlier in the week, blaming President Obama for everything that had happened there, which in itself is crazy. And then taking a little bit of responsibility yesterday, saying, well, we're going to move ahead. We don't approve of this.
Well, look, it's the power of pictures. I mean, the pictures of those children that were poisoned with those chemical weapons is a powerful picture. And I think what we saw yesterday was the president reacting emotionally to that. I think now, though, it is, on one hand, candidate Trump campaigned on at saying, look, we're not going to get involved. We're not going to be the world's police. We're going to get involved in all of these conflicts in the Middle East. And even at one point telling me he thinks that the Middle East would have been, it'd be more stable today. With Assad staying where he is, Saddam Hussein in Iraq, and Gaddafi in Libya. But, you know, Donald Trump's not the first candidate to talk about, well, maybe we need to cut back how often we get involved militarily, to then become president and be moved by a moment like what happened in Syria. The question is, how is he going to respond? And can you do a military option without it turning into a quagmire? President Obama decided you couldn't. I'll be curious to see what President Trump decides.
So in regards to the words yesterday, we talked about this at the top of the show, and that is words matter when they come from the president, and they don't just matter to the people here. When you start talking about crossing lines, and they crossed a lot of lines, what meaning does that have for the rest of the world? Does that mean that they think we are going to do something?
I heard it as a president ready to do a military strike. Now, you know, look, President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry had the country prepared for a military strike, too, until you start talking with the military planners. You start looking at, okay, then what do you do a week later? Then what do you do 2 weeks later? And that's when President Obama got cold feet. So, look, it did sound to me as if President Trump is ready to do something. But where his criticism of President Obama is most salient is on the issue of, hey, we don't want to, where he said President Obama drew some lines that he didn't enforce, and that didn't work out so well either. And so that's a trap that President Trump can't fall into. If we have two presidents in a row that fall into that trap, then America's word is being questioned.
Doesn't it start with, actually saying something about Russia today and tomorrow?
That's the issue here. I mean, you know, the biggest violator, and Nikki Haley has said it. By the way, Nikki Haley's been very strong on Russia on this, and has said, the fault lies with Russia. Your job was to get those chemical weapons out of Syria. You clearly didn't do it. You violated the terms of this agreement. She said that. That's powerful. It's all the more powerful if President Trump says something like that.
You have the president, or the leader of China and Mar-a-Lago and Donald Trump and an ocean and a lovely weekend together. What comes out of this? Any idea?
I'll be curious. I think the front and center, I imagine you're going to hear President Trump ratcheting back the trade rhetoric a little bit. But where he has leverage, I mean, if you're the Chinese and if you're Xi, the last thing you wanted this week was a North Korean missile test. Because suddenly that gives the United States leverage in a U.S.-China summit. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of things the United States would already have done in North Korea if the Chinese would give the go sign. But they are the protectors of North Korea here. So Donald Trump enters this summit with an enormous amount of leverage on North Korea this week, handed to him by the North Koreans. It's an opportunity to really put some pressure on China to deal with this North Korean situation. I'll be curious to see if he knows how to effectively use this leverage, because he's got it. The North Koreans handed it to him. That, to me, needs to be the biggest thing to come out of this summit.
Before I let you go, I wanted to salute you on last weekend's Meet the Press. I thought the way you skillfully exposed the hypocrisy of Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer was terrific, and I hope people caught it, because we need more of that kind of TV when it comes to politics. And
this is why the country ended up gravitating toward a guy like Donald Trump in some places, because they were tired of it. Of the double talk of the two parties lately. And this issue exposes it more cleanly than any other.
That vote goes when?
Today. Sometime today. It'll happen in literally a shrug of the shoulders. I think, look, in 10 years, we're going to see the impact of this. It's not going to be today. It's not going to be tomorrow. But in 10 years, when the entire federal court system is essentially filled with those from the far left and the far right, and everybody goes, how come there's no moderation in our judicial system anymore?
Right, right.
We'll look back to these last 3 years of the United States Senate shenanigans.
Well, nice work by you, Chuck. You got a plug for Sunday or MTP Daily?
Well, we're still seeing what we can confirm publicly, but we're going to have a little bit of a foreign policy focus with both Syria and North Korea front and center.
Appreciate the time, as always. That's Chuck Todd. He is your moderator of the longest-running show in the history of the galaxies and the universe, Meet the Press and MTP Daily on MSNBC. And